Welcome to episode number 42. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast and Empowered in My Skin production. My name is Akechi Wafa Robinson, and I am founder and CEO of Empowered in My Skin, an experienced technology executive at one of Canada's largest financial institutions, an author, an International Federation of Bodybuilding pro athlete, an inspirational speaker, and most recently, a viral sensation after my You Matter speech hit over 3 million views worldwide. This show is all about thriving, and I will be bringing on some amazing humans that own their thrive to help you figure out how you too can own yours. So please leave a review on whatever medium you are listening to this on, and make sure to join along on the web at empoweredinmyskin.com so you can be notified when new episodes are available. For now, I'm your girl. Let the show begin. Yes, great day, amazing humans. Welcome to the next episode of the Own Your Thrive podcast. On today, I am interviewing a dear friend of mine. She has been in the fitness, wellness, and transformation space for over 20 years as a coach, consultant, speaker, and published author. She is a retired IFBB professional athlete and holds university degrees in kinesiology, nutrition, and sociology. Her passion for helping others break through and reach their goals began in the fitness space, where she excelled at helping others transform their bodies with fitness, nutrition, and mindset. She worked with award-winning athletes as well as everyday busy men and women who wanted results. Her work as an expert and agent of change in the fitness and nutrition space also included writing for magazines, workshops, seminars, TV, and radio appearances, as well as providing her expertise to supplement companies. Yes! So now put your ears together for the amazing Tammy Strong!
Oh, I love that intro. Oh my gosh, girl. You just know how to bring that energy, right? Thank you so
no
much for
problem.
Having me.
No problem.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited that we actually finally made this work. So this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a privilege. Thank you so much, honestly.
And so for everyone that's listening, Tammy and I have known each other since 2005, and we became acquainted when I started competing in bodybuilding, the world of bodybuilding. And she was my first posing coach.
Crazy when I think back to that, right? I still see us in that room. What was it, in Good Life Gym?
It was Good Life.
We were like working on the pose. Oh, it was so much fun though, right?
Yes, it was.
Who knew?
It was. Perfect. Fast forward to where we are on today. So very, very excited. So let's get started. Tammy, what can you tell us about the brand that is Tammy Strom?
Well, that is an awesome question. So the brand that is Tammy Strom is really kind of evolving and shifting, right? As I've really come into dial in more to what I'm all about and what my truth is and what my purpose is. You know, if you were to ask me that question like 7 years ago, it would have been all about very much focused more on like the wellness, fitness, transformation domain, right? And what I have found over the evolution of my time as life has become more woven in, my brand now today and where it's continuing to go with the bliss shift is really so much more about heart. It's about community. It's about connection. It's about awakening. You know, so much more than just when it used to be just the science and getting into like getting results. It's gone so much more deeper as I've aligned with that purpose, right?
And I like that you're able to articulate it so inspiring, in such an inspiring way. So as you would know, my name, I am God's gift, which is what my name means. And I also am energy on steroids. What is your great I am?
I am, oh my gosh, that's a brilliant question. So you do this on purpose, right? I love it. So I am passion on fire. Definitely. I am truth, if I can add a little round out there. Apparently I can't say just one thing, because that's not how I roll.
That's okay.
Those are, probably two big things.
Great ideas.
Very, very dialed into to being real and helping people see their truth and also share my truth.
I love it. Thank you. And so I truly believe, I'm probably stealing Oprah's words here, that our legacy is left in every experience that we have. And so I want to know what you want to be known for at the end of this interview.
I think the biggest thing when I think about, you know, the end of this interview, I want people to know I care, mm-hmm. and people to know that they are capable of anything. So I think I want to be known as someone who will always share that truth and that belief with someone and be honest and authentic as to where they need to go to be who they are capable of being, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Help you navigate.
Yeah, exactly. Steer the rudder is a word I often put in there, right? Steer in the rudder.
So it's weeks ago, I would have been like, so we're in this thing called COVID-19, and it seems so old now, but we are. We're in quarantine still because we haven't opened up everything to the world. So how have you been doing, and how has Tammy evolved since March 11th to June 1st? We're entering into the second quarter almost, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, there have been a lot of blessings in this. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest things is in any time of adversity, right? This is like an adversity that we are experiencing the world over. We're all kind of in the same boat, maybe slightly different scenarios, is to stop and be able to look and go, okay, like, what are the blessings during the trying time? So for me, it was definitely an adjustment in the beginning. You know, I kind of sense things were coming, but because I have two children and I knew I was going to have to navigate like my business, my work alignments with their sudden homeschooling and what they were going to need. I think it really came to an identification of one, gratitude of what we have, you know, our home, our food, our family, all the people that, you know, are in our lives. But it's also, I really do believe there's another purpose for this in terms of teaching us to slow down, mm-hmm. and be more present and to kind of get more in tune with who we are on the inside. So, mm-hmm. so for me, I find that I've actually done a lot of soul searching during this time. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of brought me down to really dial in a little bit more about where I'm going, even more with the Bliss Shift Institute and the bigger plans. So again, it's identifying more with that. So much gratitude for being able to do that. So that's been a big thing. And yeah, you know, keeping up those workouts where I can get them in, doing them at home. Do I miss my gym? Yes, I do. Do I miss my yoga class? Yes, I do. You know, I miss all those things, but we're making the most of it and just staying positive.
That's beautiful. So you're hunkered down with your two kids and anyone yep. else?
Yeah, with Clarence as well.
So okay, so the four well. Of you.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. And how are you still finding Tammy time?
It hasn't been easy in this duration because, you know, a lot of stuff does fall on me as the mom. Mm-hmm. So, and then I have my demands professionally, right? And then you're also taking care of a home and everything else. So, you know, what I count for me as my pivotal time is in the morning. I am very big on when I can get up and I can engage in sort of some gratitude with the first thing in the morning, that quiet time. I try to get up before the kids get up and have that time where I could just write in my journal. I can pray. I can get a workout done. Now, every day doesn't always work out like that, but that is a big piece of like juice for me. And I also like to feed my brain at that time, kind of like a bit of a miracle morning kind of concept.
Because I really miracle morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. It's, you know, it's actually a book called The Miracle Morning, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've heard of that.
No, I but, haven't.
Yeah. I think it's Hal Elrod, the, mm-hmm. yeah, The Miracle Morning. And that has been just a way to kind of chunk down pieces of nourishing the mind, body, and soul in those quieter hours. Because for me, like, this is where the science part comes in. I kind of like to capitalize before we get too much into like prime beta brainwave activity where we're just go and do. Right. When we've woken up and we're kind of in that like a little bit of the reverie still. Right. Mm-hmm. We can creatively, we can connect to spirit. We can calm our bodies. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big thing. The other thing is getting my kids out in nature too. Right. That's and for them, it's renewing for them. So everything is for us definitely connecting with other life and all those things. So
apart from connecting from nature, do you feel, because I know you before you had been pretty active, right? So do you feel connected, or are you going stir crazy as we get into June?
Yeah, and I love that question, because especially a lot of us who are fitness people or have been like, just like, honestly, before this, I have not ever not worked out this long in my whole entire life, actually. So like when I thought about it, even when I had my kids, I didn't have that much time off from working out. So to go from that, you know, in the beginning, it was like, okay, you know, I got my home gym, got my stuff, going to make the most of it. I've gotten a little bit more itchy a little more recently because, you know, you have a comfort zone. We have a comfort zone, right? And I know that I've been able to have a comfort zone where I know that if I get stuck and I need to work out at home, I know what my body does and what I'm okay with it doing, and then the lines, right? But what's been also great in that is when some of that discomfort comes up in me, like, oh, you got to get the gym. Oh, you know what? You're going to have to put on like 5 pounds of muscle again. And this, like, some of that old dialogue, that's when I also stop and practice, you know, kindness to myself and go, wait a minute,
just,
you know,
appreciation for what you actually do have.
And like appreciation for like, okay, you know, like I got the weights here, I got the stretching here, I'm working on this and working that, but I have a healthy body that's working for me. Okay. Yes. I've lost muscle, but that doesn't define me anyways. Whereas like, I think 15 years ago, 12 years ago, that would have been a really panicky place for me.
It's interesting.
It's that thing too, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting because just today, when it was just before this podcast, and I was getting ready, I did a bicep curl and a tricep flex in the mirror. And I'm glad that you said that, because what I do recognize though is I didn't feel a way, but because how you've articulated it feels good. Like I just, like, I recognize that there's some muscles lost there, but I've also worked out more in quarantine than I was before. And I was working out a lot before. So like I did 66 workouts in May.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Right? How's that even possible? But I record everything. If I go for a walk,
There's 30 days.
Right. There's 30 days. So I go, if I go for a walk, I also record that. There were some days on top of training in the morning and training again in the evening, I went for a walk during the afternoon.
Yeah.
But so that's great. So now I'm going to get into the thriving question. So Tammy, I mean, I've known you all the time. You're on this podcast because I truly believe you are a thriver. And the whole premise around this podcast is I want to awaken people up to the fact that it's our birthright to thrive. You are supposed to wake up in the morning, birthed into a new day. So when do you know you are thriving?
When I am thriving, my energy feels so good. It's like there's a light that's bursting out of me, and my mind is so dialed in, and I feel strong, physically powerful, but it's become even more so in recent times. When it used to be very heavy on the physical, it's now even more so on how my mind works or how my heart feels. I just feel like I'm a shining light and I'm dialed in with that focus and that integrity that I'm operating from. That's when I know I'm thriving. You know, I'm in alignment and it feels good.
And so what are your non-negotiables that are absolutely needed in order to be able to keep you there?
Great question. For me, naturally, my roots in nutrition, of course, are definitely, I can't ignore that part, because for me, I do also live with an autoimmune condition that I manage, and I have to listen to my body very closely and honor its signals. So I've learned very well what types of foods feel good, right? So for me, keeping that balance at bay with the proteins, the fats, like the snacks throughout the day, you know, the hydration, that's definitely a foundation for me, even though I don't compete anymore, but it's just a lot more.
I get it. It's a lifestyle. So when, if there's anything that I could say we really took from this industry is that health meter, right? Yeah,
absolutely. So the cells are a big part of it but for me, it's also being able to tune into, like, whether it be listening to podcasts every day or a book or the Bible for me, because I'm Christian, you know, just being able to, like, tune in and connect and having some stillness, even if it's few minutes, like sitting in the backyard or something. Yes, like I'm actually an introvert by nature. So like, even though I hop on webinars and go blah, 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 and go on stage and blah, 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 I need to be alone to reboot, you know? And if I get overloaded, I do pull back in a way to balance because I have to, you know?
I think it's similar. Like I've interviewed a number of people that are extroverts, you know? And so you see their thrive. I mean, I've interviewed introverted thrivers as well. But most extroverts I've interviewed always talk about that moment of stillness they need to rejuvenate, myself included, right? So I totally get it. Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah, I need that.
And I know that there's no way, unless of course there is, you're always like that. You're always in your thrive. And so what are the things that you still maybe, it could be your blind spots, but what are some of the things that maybe, or if you can even give an example of a time when you've been knocked off your thrive and then how you came out of it.
Yeah, I have a couple. I consider myself pretty dialed in on where my weak points are, my work points are, if you will, the things I'm working on.
Oh, I like that, work points.
Yeah, because you're always working. Yeah. Feel free to take it.
That's, I'm taking that one, your work points. Okay.
I'm going to use that one too. Right. But it's, for me, it's a few things. One, sometimes that driven red personality that is, it is part of my core, even though I've become awakened to more balance and alignment in life as I've grown as a person, my core roots are still very sort of that driven person, you know? So sometimes I struggle with expectations in terms of putting too much on myself as to what I think I can accomplish in a given time. And I am vulnerable to burnout because of it. So I've gotten very good though at catching when I'm getting too big for my britches.
Okay.
So whereas before I was terrible at it, and I used to, it used to be until my bucket filled over and then I would just collapse. Right. And
this was, what are some of the signs that, Cammy's getting into overflow. What are some of the signs that happen?
My body, I'm fortunate. And I often, you know, always say like when the body talks, you need to listen. And partly I say that because I believe all our bodies talk. We just sometimes aren't tuned in because we're cut off. But my body, and whether it be the fact that, you know, hey, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune, which I believe part of that journey was, hey, body, you know, my body was telling me I need to listen, right? So first, you know what, I will start to get tired. I'll get fuzzy headed. I can't think as clearly, you know, and I know like that's a big one. And ironically, it usually follows when I get sucked into high passion mode, which I do. And then I put in all these days of just like, doing, and like whether it's a combination of I'm working and the kids and everything, I'm just go, all of a sudden I start to feel that the brain is fuzzy. I start to feel like my body is kind of tired and achy, you know? So now I recognize that, whereas before I did not recognize it till I smashed clean into a wall of exhaustion. And then I was like kaputsky for a bit, you know? So now that's a big one. More irritable, I would say too, like, you know, that's a sign that I'm overloading. I have to pull back and go, okay, what's that really all about? Because I know it's not about someone else, that's on me. So there's something, it more tends to come up if I'm not dealing with self-care for me. Like I think walk or something.
And I think what's most important there is there's a measure that, you know, where you're operating at, you know, on 100, you're at 100 cylinders, everything's going, you're in your thrive, and you're really, really good at understanding where the tanks are beginning to just get a little bit low.
Yes. Yeah. Like the metrics are so important to know. And I think, you know, and I took this analogy years ago from another colleague because I just loved it. It was about knowing what your holes in your bucket are. Right. And I think you might have heard me say that. Yeah. Is that, you know, we all have a tendency to put holes in our bucket here and there. We have our things and it can show up in different ways, but it's knowing what they are and you have to work on them. Right. And I mean, 7 years ago, I think I had a lot of other different holes. Yeah. Right. And now I find I've really narrowed it now. And thankfully I'm fairly dialed in. It's not perfect, but I'm totally okay with that.
I don't think there's ever any, there's nothing that's perfect, right?
No, no. Right. And always, that was another leg of my journey. Right?
It's always work points.
Yes. There's always work points, right? Perfection was actually my unconscious quest for perfection was a bit of my nemesis because it would just drive me relentlessly. So now I intentionally kind of practice imperfect action. Sometimes I intentionally do it and it makes me seem like a bit of a rebel, but I have to do it because it just allows me to embrace something more organically and be like just right there in that moment.
So I'm excited about this next question because I believe this is where your passion is going to come out. So it is proven that we become what we think about. So Tammy, what do you think about the most?
Oh my gosh. I think about, well, every day I think about where I work on being present, but every day I'm fueled by visions of what I want to do for others in life, what I want to accomplish, the impact, the difference, the changes, very much goal oriented. And so much so that way I have to pull myself back to be present because it's so important to practice presence. Right. But I'm excited. I'm always like, yeah, I'm going to bring that and I'm going to do this. And it's going to help these people. And it's just, yeah, it's like that vision, right. That never dies. And I've so much so that I've always asked myself, you know, why is it, Tammy, that you always seem to have had that fire? I've just always had it. And even when I think of myself, like when I was like an 8-year-old kid in the farmer's field, and I actually went back to that place, I'm like, yeah, you were always dreaming about something, you know? So here I am fast forward now. Definitely. That's a big part of that. So, you know, and we are what we think about. So I think, you know, that's the truth I see when all these things and steps manifest. Nothing is by accident. It's just like, if you're thinking about it, oh, so-and-so shows up. Oh, so-and-so this happens or whatever. Right. And it's crazy. It's crazy how it works.
And I think vision, so there's one, it's so interesting because I think for me, if you were feeling anxious, then I would say, yes, you know, let's live in the presence. Yes. But when you're excited, because there's something that they say that when you're excited about your future, you can't be discontented with your presence or, you know what I mean? You can't be depressed about your present circumstance. And so I think there's a real big difference between living in a space of worrying and anxiety where you're now not present versus being present, but so excited about the vision of what you have that's bigger than the life that you're currently living. I think
you hit the nail on the head there because it's an understanding that being present, if you're in alignment, it's the path that's stepping towards that future that you're creating anyways. Right? And the one other nugget that I would give in that question as well that can be helpful for anybody who's ever struggled with any kind of health issues or mindset issues or even adverse conditions where there's a story they're attached to, you know, and this was something I had to shed a bit too. When I went through sort of, you know, hitting the wall with discovering I had an illness and going through all the stages that you go through. And I went through denial, which is fine. And then I went through, yeah, like, you know, I'm going to heal, right? And all that great stuff. My story of myself today is very much centered that I have a healthy, thriving body and a sharp mind, and I feel great. Because what can accidentally happen is people don't realize that if they are dealing with a health issue and there are little pangs and maybe fatigue, if you focus on that, you're going to get more of that. Like you actually bring more of it into the cellular level. And there's real science to support this now, which is crazy, right? What we're seeing. Like, so that's another little nugget I want to share on that.
No, that's beautiful. And so tell us about the blissful shift. It's Bliss Shift?
The Bliss Shift, yes. The
Bliss Shift Institute. Yeah. Tell us more about that.
So BSI, so it's recently become BSI more so, but the Bliss Shift Institute is what it's focused on, is centered around redefining wellness. So basically women like me, you know, 35 and up, a place for community, connection, inspiration, and education. So, you know, my 20 some odd years of coaching and consulting, where I've gone from body into mind into spirit, there's been a lot of things that I've learned and brought to the table. There's a lot of things that I'm continuing to deepen in my knowledge base. But ultimately, this is going to be alignment of different experts coming in as well, that creates this place where women feel, okay, you know what? I like to get things done. I like to feel confident, but that they're in love with themselves for who they are, that they feel comfortable in their own truth, but they feel passionate to pursue by understanding that success actually isn't just hustle, grind, hustle, grind. Because so many. And I'm not leaving out guys from this conversation, but it's just my passionate community is directed at seeing so many women hustle and grind themselves right off the end of a cliff because they're ignoring like what's being called inside, right? Mm-hmm. I believe that our ultimate success, whatever you're creating, whether it be a business you're building, a great relationship you're wanting to attract, taking better care of your body, that comes from understanding that holistic wellness alignment, which isn't just eating foods and exercise. It is the mindset. It is emotional healing. It is dealing with, you know, your financial side, even like financial literacy and all that. So it's bringing it all together. So that is what BSI is becoming. That's what that's going to be. And ultimately the plan is I'm currently also working on, I'll be creating coaches as well. Certification, the Bliss Shift certification as well. So, and it's also coming into partnership with some other dealings that I have, like the Institute for Hormonal Health and stuff, which is very exciting. So
that's very exciting.
It's Tammy. Health and wellness redefined.
So it's actually, you know, for the listeners that are taking this in, this is also an opportunity for Tammy and I to catch up because I'm getting caught up on what she's been working on. And that's really great. And I like what's evolving. It sounds great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of pivots. And I think that's an important message for people to understand too. Like when you go through change, you have to embrace it. Sometimes there's moments where you don't know what the heck you're doing. And I had many of those where I'm like, where am I right now? Right. As I'm redefining myself from where I was as this like clear definition in the fitness industry. Like it was scary, but.
And I think it's great. I think, you know, and that's a message that I hope everyone can take. I don't think we're not finite beings. And, you know, every single path of your journey, you had to be defined like that to be where you are on today. So all of it is important. So.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm sure you can say this too, is like when you look at what fed your soul 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
I think there's still an underlying element. There's still, if you were to actually just break it all down, there's still a theme.
Absolutely.
There's still something that is, that was present then that is still present now. Like a desire, exactly. Maybe it could be a desire to help other people or be in service or, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it just shows up differently as we go too. Yeah.
I guess it starts to get more defined and refined over time.
Yeah. We start to integrate it. It's very cool.
So if in 150 years, science fails to save us and all that is left is a book about your life, what would the title be? And what would the blurb tell us about Tammy Strome?
What? So all that's left is a book about my life.
All that's left is a book about your life. What would the title be? And what would the blurb tell us about Tammy Strome?
Actually, I have a little something here that I might have.
She has the book already.
I'm like, well, first and foremost, I think it sounds strange, but I have to say adversity is a gift. And I know I've said
I like that. Yeah.
But I actually had a little sort of heading here that I originally had sort of like in my bio kind of thing, but it says adversity is the soil needed for the most beautiful garden to bloom. You just have to plant the right seeds and decide to keep on watering them.
There you go. And that is so
that's what it would be.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And I love that adversity is a gift. I often am quoted as saying I've taken more out of adversity than adversity has taken out of me.
Myself too. And I love that saying. I think that's an awesome saying.
Adversity is true. I'll write the forward. I'll write the forward for your book.
I love it.
And so before I get into my rapid fire, one final big question here for you. Finish this sentence, especially with everything that's going on in the world today. What the world needs now is?
Love. It's love. I get goosebumps when I say it. The world needs love more than ever. Yeah. There's a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, a lot of uncertainty. It's love.
Thank you. And I can celebrate that from the ends of the earth. So getting into some exciting rapid fire questions, and not to think a lot about them, but I do ask that you explain them just so that I can understand where it comes from. No, you're not being rated.
Okay.
So when you think of the people out there that inspire you, that motivate you, those thrivers that get you going, who's the first person that you think about and why?
You know, and it sounds sort of, you know, stereotypical, if you will, but Oprah Winfrey for me, she has always been, and simple, she is a overcomer. She is a textbook thriver, right? She always found the unicorn in every dark corner, if you can, but created it herself, right? And I have so much respect for what she's come through and what she's achieved. She was somebody who's always just been like, I've just been in awe of her. Mm-hmm. If I ever have a day, and I will have a day, where I get to sit across from her, whatever it is, I'll take it. And I'll be so grateful for that moment to just, wow, just amazing, right?
Awesome. Let's create that day, man. Let's create it.
Sorry.
What's a book that helps you with your thrive?
There's a few. I've got a lot.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh. You know, one I'm really loving going back on right now is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, Dr. Joe Dispenza. Yeah.
Oh.
Have you read that one?
No, I like him that. Awesome. I like Dr. Joe Dispenza, but Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It's I read a Supernatural not too long ago, and I have read this one before, but I find myself right now being called back to it, especially during this time in our world where I was sort of unearthing some deeper things. I found like I felt some roadblocks coming up that I didn't expect, that actually I believe were being triggered by some, you know, this whole situation with the pandemic, I think might have triggered some old thoughts. And going back into that has been really pivotal for me for right now. But it does change for me depending on where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm a book addict, totally.
I might have to even just go and see what that book's about, because the best person to be is yourself. So I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, and it's a redefinition, and it's very interesting. It really is more about addressing the barriers, the blocks.
The things that you've identified with that are not serving you. Okay,
that's right. So when we see ourselves as what we call yourself, sometimes isn't really where we need to be.
Yeah.
Right? The stories we created, right? That's where he really dives into that.
It's interesting. If I think about that, there was a time where I was so identified with being, let's just say, a fitness bodybuilder. Right. So when that, I struggled with that suddenly leaving my life, not being able to say goodbye to it fully. But I read a book recently, Atomic Habits by James Clear.
I have that book. Great book.
And he says something in there that just shifted my mindset, that when you can identify yourself with maybe what is it about being an athlete or being a bodybuilder? So the discipline, the strong mindset, then those are the things that you should identify yourself with, because then those are transferable, right?
So. Yes, exactly. And I love that, because that was part of my growth journey too, is identifying those things that were things I obviously identified with in the sport of competing, like in fitness and figure, that moved along. And it makes it easier to move along in your journey without that attachment to specific thing.
Of course. You
know, I went through that too, so I totally appreciate that. Absolutely.
Lots of people are.
Everybody competed, etc. You know, anything they've been really attached to.
Anything that we attach ourselves to. You're right.
No matter what it is.
Could be whatever it is. So what is an app on your phone that helps you with your thrive?
Abide.
Oh, that's the meditation?
It's the biblical.
No, it's the biblical one. It's the Bible app. Okay. Yeah. I know that one.
Yeah. So it's literally meditations with scripture.
Okay.
I like that one.
Yes, I know that one.
To, like, little programs that I can like do little like reads and stuff and devotionals.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So, you might have mentioned this before, but what is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive? One.
Earthing.
So like getting with nature?
Yeah. Particularly, I mean, I can't do it so much in the winter unless it's a tree, but literally standing in my lawn barefoot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just like literally bringing the physical contact. In the winter, it's like, I'll put my hands around a tree.
Yeah. Right? Tony Robbins might tell you to stand in the winter with your feet there, because apparently that would be really good. Getting frostbite on your feet would be good for your mind.
All good. But for me, that was something I became aware of especially when I kind of, you know, ran myself into like a bit of a burnout. That was something that really brought me back to sort of the energy that is our body, because I was aligning with sort of the energy of the earth. It's a much bigger conversation. Like, I think it's called the Schumann's resonance or whatever it's called there, you know, so the earth's magnetic field and how important it is to align. I think, you know, all of us living on concrete and wearing shoes, I get a little weird sometimes, you know, I go off there, but I'm okay with it because seriously, like, I don't think it's good for us. Mm-hmm. I think we do need to be in contact with the nature elements, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so, it's not necessarily outside, but I do find I think better when my feet are not constricted.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know, we've seen, like, there's actually, I saw there was a documentary, a little micro documentary about earthing. This guy that walked everywhere barefoot, which I thought was really funny because he was really extra eccentric. But it's going to make you healthy and happier is what matters.
Yes. That bottom line, that's the key thing.
Exactly.
When you're on fire, when you're out there and you're just thriving, what is one misconception that people have of you?
When I'm on fire and I'm thriving, a misconception. I can sometimes, and this is something that I'm also working on, that I have to, like, I'm really working on how I show up, is that I think my focus can sometimes come off as hard, too hard, which can sometimes, and it's something I've really come leaps and bounds with, could actually accidentally create a little barrier. This is more of a self-awareness for me. Mm-hmm. It's not really necessarily something someone's totally said to me, mm-hmm. but I think I pick it up energetically, mm-hmm. that I can feel when I'm there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes I push too much. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I have to know how to be, and I've been really working on that over the last couple of years, the being thing. Mm-hmm. And the energy is very, very different, and you can thrive and be, mm-hmm. but some people only know to grind and push. And that was used to, I think that was like more of an alienating energy. Right. I sort of use one of my bodybuilding days as an example, because I remember people would be terrified to come up to me. And then they'd meet me and talk to me like, oh, you're the nicest person. I'm like, what did you think I was?
So maybe that's the misconception, right? Yeah. Like, there's just this really extreme focus.
That maybe is intimidating at some points. Yes, maybe I can have that, you know, resting you-know-what face sometimes. Right, I don't know.
That you're more intimidating than you actually are, right? Yeah. She's not intimidating. She is like boss, like, meaning that she holds it down and she owns her thrive, but she's not intimidating. I love Tammy.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, where can we find you online, Miss Stroh?
So, few places. First, social, of course. You know, your Facebook at Tammy Stroh, IFBB Pro. Instagram at Tammy Stroh, IFBB Pro. Soon to be, I'll have my Instagram handle for Bliss Shift and stuff. And then, if you like Twitter, at Tammy Stroh, IFBB Pro. I'm more of a Facebook Insta person, though. Mm-hmm. And then TammyStroh.com. So www.tammystroh.com. I think it's so funny that I still say www.
I know, that's okay. I had to do that with you. I used to say it all the time on interviews. Yeah. And then I kept hearing when you listen to it back today, yeah. or when you listen to this interview back, you'll stop doing it going forward.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't need to say that.
Yeah, it's so funny. But you have to laugh at yourself right that way. Oh, yeah. And that soon to be as well will be directed to the Bliss Shift. Instead.
Okay.
I'm slowly moving away from just my name.
Yeah.
I don't want, that's more, it's more about others. That's what I'm moving towards. Right?
Awesome. Yeah. So if I go back to the beginning where I asked you what you want to be, you know, sort of be known for when you leave here, I think, you know, you made it really, really clear that you care. And I know I wouldn't have had you in my life for so long if you didn't. And that people are capable of anything. And I think the work that you're doing, your desire, the passion that you're doing it with, and the vision that you have for it is definitely going to put a mark on that. So thank you so much, Tammy.
Thank you so mm-hmm. much.
Thank I appreciate you. The way you show up for the world, how you show up in my life. I appreciate you being here today. I trust that the audience that's listening has enjoyed this interview and has learned a lot from your life experiences. So
thank you so much for having me. It means so much to be here and to be part of your journey and, you know, to both of us just shining our lights. And doing awesome.
I have a new thing. We are working at full wattage, girl.
Oh yes.
Full wattage. Wattage.
It might blow a bulb, but it's okay.
So thank you everybody for putting your ears together for the amazing Miss Tammy Stroh. This is the part of the interview where I say, we're out. Yeah.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving. and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.